In Atlanta, the city council has finally recognized Georgia's first black baseball team to be invited to the Little League World Series. And I say finally because they earned that invitation back in 1963, towards the end of the Jim Crow era. And as Julian Virgin with WABE in Atlanta reports, the team never actually got to go.
At an American Legion post for veterans in Atlanta, 77-year-old Army vet Levi Miller sits with two old friends around a small, dimly lit table, reminiscing on their first love.
Baseball, we can get out and drive. We can get a tennis ball during the off-season and get a broom handle, right? And just hit the balls in the driveway.
About 10 miles away from where they sit is where they spent their childhood in the 50s and 60s in the west side of Atlanta. In 1962, Miller captained the Simpson Road Trojans, a self-organized neighborhood Little League baseball team.
They were good kids, man. They weren't bad. They just needed a little bit of discipline.
That's Larry Morrow Sr., who was the team's then 16-year-old head coach.
Larry was about 2 years older than we were. And we said, man, ain't no way in the world Larry can teach us that. But boy, what was in for a surprise.
Miller says the Trojans beat everyone in their path, becoming the first black team from Georgia to be invited to the Little League World Series in 1963. But their toughest opponent was right at home, in the segregated South. Their invitation was rescinded due to a technicality.
When we got denied, we know what racism was, because we was hurt. We was hurt.
Atlanta Little League officials denied the Simpson Road Trojans the chance to attend the World Series because of a dispute over a player's age. Local black leaders appealed the decision to no avail. Despite the adversity, the shared disappointment drew the team even closer together, building what they call a league of friends, says Coach Morrow.
After we got to be adults, we played softball together for more than 25 years.
The team evolved into the Atlanta Trojans, sporting bright yellow and green fitted uniforms. 9 out of the original 16 players are still alive today. Many of them recently stood behind Atlanta City Council member Byron Amos as he proclaimed,
"Do hereby recognize and honor the 1962 Simpson Road Trojans Little League team for their historic achievements."
Both team captain and head coach stood side by side, grinning ear to ear, holding the proclamation like a championship trophy.
It means a lot to be recognized because most of us are in our 70s, man. And, you know, and there's old saying about giving flowers while you're living. And this is a flower show, I say.
The Trojans' journey is now also a part of a book titled A League of Friends. For NPR News, I'm Julian Virgin in Atlanta.